Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, it's a huge podcast, no doubt, because it was a huge night for all involved on the Danny Lakey Late Show. Could Shuey Louie find love? All week I was taking over a Tinder account. It came to fruition tonight. Had four lads in studio. I mean, Shuey Louie, she shakes her head and says how hard it is to find a guy. I teed up four on a bloody Friday night in peak hour traffic, guys. That's the kind of difference, the subtle nuances that the females and males are facing on Tinder. Also, I had to bring in my bed sheets to prove once and for all that they were squeaky cleaned, and despite me not washing them in 6 months. We found a couple of suspicious stains, but I remain not guilty, Your Honour. I'd like to appeal. It was toothpaste. Also, Joe Thornley. She is an author and has spent a whole heap of time with people in cults. She put us to the test as well, seeing who would be privy to joining a cult. Producer Jack, yeah, he doesn't even know it. He may be in a cult right now. Very easy to persuade, that man. Plus, the world's hardest lick quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
My God, this has taken a week in fruition, and the big dog's delivered, Shuey Louie. I'm about to go on a couple of dates.
My Tinder takeover. Whoa.
At the start of the week, you handed over the reins of your Tinder account, Shuey Louie. It has been an eye-opening experience for both of us. Cannot believe how easy it is for you to get matches.
This could be the worst decision or the best decision of my life.
I reckon Prince Charming may be just metres behind you right now. We've got four lads who have rocked up. These were handpicked by yours truly. These guys have been exchanging banter with what they thought was you all week. Turns out it was me.
You've classic been catfishing.
Twist. Nah, I haven't been catfishing, all right? It explains a lot because I was being kind of creepy towards a couple of them and whatnot. Now, before we introduce all four of them, very important to know that this is cutthroat Shuey Louie, all right? And four is going to need to become three very quickly.
So I have to get rid of someone here?
Yeah. Oh, 100% in the next minute or so. Yeah, someone has spent their whole day stressing about 20 seconds of live radio.
That seems really brutal.
It's a cutthroat world, this love industry. That's what I've learned in all my days. All right. Without further ado, I think producer Jack's rounding up the hounds outside.
I'm terrified.
Now, in no particular order, man number one, he is a man who never listens to the radio. He cooks a mean risotto. We both joked about tasting each other's truffle oil. Awkward! It's Damien. He's 34. He's standing in front of you. Of course, you are blindfolded right now,
hey,
Shuey Louie.
How are you?
How are you?
Oh, French!
Snail!
Je m'appelle Francais. Okay, man, number two. There's a photo of him firing a gun, but he does have nice arms, so it kind of evens each other out. He fell in love with Louie's looks, but with my banter. Introducing 33-year-old Nick. Man number two. Oh, yeah, Nick.
Oh, hey, Nick. Hey, how you going?
Nick is a little behind the ball. Oh. He's to the left now. Get over there where the Frenchman is. Just say hello quickly. Say hello, Nick.
Hello.
Oh, wow, here
Hi,
he is.
Nick.
Yeah, oh, God, the arms are even bigger in person, Shuey Louie. I can't wait for you to take off your blindfold in a second. Okay, man number three. He loves dad jokes and is a shareholder in A2 Milk. I called him Big Blake, and he loved it.
Oh, my God.
Big Blake, we actually talked about him a little earlier in the week. Big Blake is in the house. Hello, Big Blake.
Hi, Blake.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Yeah, good. I'm not sure whether.
Mate.
Yeah, he's still used to talking to me, to be honest. He's been doing it all
good
week.
Good mate.
And the man number four, without further ado, last but not least, is a self-confessed tech head. He loves sports. We talked about rearranging my wires, or Shuey Louie's wires, whatever way you look at it. It's Derek. He's 30 years old. Say hello to Derek.
Hey, Dizza.
All right, Shuey Louie, without further ado, we've got four men here. Damien, Nick, Blake, Derek. They've been chatting to me on your Tinder account all week. It's a cutthroat industry. I want you to take off the blindfold, absorb all four blokes. We are eliminating one right now. Just looks alone. Open those eyes.
Hey, guys.
They're four roosters. Can you look at me, Shuey Louie? Is that the big dog has delivered?
Yeah.
Has he not?
Yeah, I'm very flustered. I've got red cheeks and everything. But hey, guys, can you explain who's who?
Yeah, we've got Nick, and then on the left here. Then we go to Damien. Then we go to Blake.
Big Blake.
And then we go to, that's Big Blake, yep. And then we go to Derek at the end there. Look, Tinder is a cutthroat industry. You're judging people on looks alone. It's important that you eliminate one of these men and break their hearts right now. Who's it going to be?
Feels so mean.
Go on.
Is it Nick?
No, oh, well, if you're going to dump him, figure out his bloody name.
Sorry, Nick.
Oh, no. Sorry, Nick.
I feel terrible. I'm sure you're a great guy, Nick. That's not my not my man.
Oh, no. Nicholas.
Hey, look, things are going to get a whole nother level next, guys.
Yeah, what's happening
next? We have set you all up. You taking on three more remaining dates into the next studio. We've got some candles in there. We've got some roses. We've got some wine. It's time to get to know all three of the guys on a deeper basis. I mean, granted, it'll be all three at the same time. Potential for more awkwardness to ensue. You guys go in the other studio. Make yourselves acquainted. We're going to be listening in, Shuey Louie.
Wow. Right. Oh, so you'll be tuning in.
We'll be a fly on the wall sort of setup. Great. Shuey Louie. We'll be chatting to the remaining three lads next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It is the Danny Lakey Late Show. Around the country on 131060. Shuey Louie, if you've just joined us, she is in Date HQ right now, dating three dudes, all part of the Tinder takeover. So I took over a Tinder account this week. I've been swiping right on a whole heap of dudes, and four guys rocked up before producer Jack. Four has been whittled down to three very quickly. She eliminated Nick before.
Poor Nick.
Poor Nick.
Come all this way. Was chatting all week on Tinder and then just gets the boot.
Yeah, it wasn't hot enough for our Shuey Louie, apparently. That leaves us with Blake, Damien and Derek. They've all come in off their own back. They are aware that they've been catfished all week. Now, let's just be a fly on the wall for half a second here as we go into Date HQ. Yeah.
Smells divine.
Oh, God. This is not going well.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, should we play a game?
Let's play a game.
Now,
we'll play
Neither Here Nor There. Oh, God. Okay. Now, Shuey Louie doesn't know that we're on air at the moment. None of the guys know
we can see the date happening in the other studio.
They don't know when the music's playing and when it's not. So this is really just Big Brother sort of style stuff.
I have not.
No, you have dates. So, like, not you and a friend with your partners. Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. What is going on?
How awkward is this? It's just Blake and Derek on a date. I was listening whilst the music was playing as well. Here's some information I can reveal that Big Blake got out of a relationship 2 weeks ago and he accidentally said it on air. To Shuey Louie. And Shuey Louie was like, oh, what do you mean 2 weeks? Like, and then he realised that he'd already screwed up. He's like, oh, well, we weren't in a real, like, a serious, it wasn't official or anything. I was like, oh, Big Blake, oh, no. Shuey Louie was trying to tell them that I've just swiped yes to every single person on the app. And then they're like, what, does that mean you're not even attracted to her? She's like, oh, no. Like, there's a lot of nerves going on at the moment. Let's have one more.
What's the age gap?
Oh, God.
Probably talk about, like, 20s, early 20s, and obviously the mother was like 40s.
You went home with her.
Oh,
that poor young girl.
Oh, what are you talking
about? You're out there weaseling your way through.
It's the Frenchman hooking up with mums and daughters.
So they each got someone.
So that was a double date.
It wasn't a plan anyway.
Yeah, that was your double date.
He cracked open a nice French bottle.
It was the Frenchman who got the champagne kicked off as well. I mean, it's very interesting being a fly on the wall in these situations. Shuey Louie's very nervous. We're going to have to get them all in again. Should we just get Shuey Louie to cut another one?
Yeah, I think she has to.
I think so.
She's struggling in there with all three.
Yeah, she can't handle three men at a time. No way. I think it's time to play the gong.
Yeah.
And Shuey Louie, go and let her know, producer Jack, that she's got to eliminate another guy right now. I mean, she's had about 6 minutes of banter with them.
You and the snails?
I don't recall.
Here we go. Shuey Louie.
I've got the call up. I have to get rid of someone.
Oh, she's just heard it. She's just heard it.
I've just heard that Jack. They're pointing at me.
She's got to get rid of another one.
It's really awkward. I feel terrible. No. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Like
Derek.
Oh!
You're not into the serve? You're more of a beard kind of guy, you know?
Good luck, fellas.
Derek. You are the weakest link.
He was strong. Derek was strong.
What was that?
It was nice knowing you, Derek.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Shuey Louie. She can't hear me, but far out that savage from it. Should she just break up with Derek just because he drinks beer and not bloody wine?
Just the three of us.
It's kind of awkward with the silence in here.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, we got to bring them back in here. They are struggling. Yeah, they are struggling to swim. All right, Shuey Louie, three has become two. There is now Blake and Damien left. We'll figure out who's scoring the second date with Shuey Louie. Let's get him in next, producer Jack. Go grab him. We need to hit him with the big, hard-hitting questions. We'll do it next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Around the country on 131060, three have become two in the Tinder takeover.
My Tinder takeover. Whoa.
Shuey Louie has been ferociously cutting men who just are not good enough for her. Four have now become three, which have now become two. Shuey Louie, how are we holding up?
I mean, it's all very overwhelming. I feel bad to old Derek, but he didn't want to have a glass of Sev, you know?
Yeah, we thought that. We were fly on the wall and sort of, and we thought that you broke up with him because he's more of a beer drinker.
Yeah, not into VB.
Not into that.
Sorry, Derek.
Thou shall drink what I drink when I say. We've still got two men left. We've got Blake and Damien. This is the 60-second private date round, Shuey Louie. I've written down a whole heap of questions there for you. You've got no idea what they say.
I'm
it's
terrified.
Your job to just pick them up, read them out. 60 seconds on the clock. Blake, you go first. Answer them as quick as you can so we can get through as many as we can. So Louisa knows as much as she can about you. 60 seconds starts now. Go for it, guys.
How hot do you think I am out of 10? Ain't rude, whatever. What did you assume about me based on my Tinder profile alone?
You had a good personality because you worked in radio.
Great, I'll take that. If we both had to watch two celebrities sleep together, who would they be?
Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, solid.
Yeah, nice, not bad. Do you have any weird talents?
My eyes can go in different directions.
Yeah. Sorry, Big Blake. Did you listen to any of the show before arriving tonight?
No.
Oh, Blake, do your research. How often do you think you should go to the doctor for an STI check?
More regular.
Good, I'll take that. If I dribbled all over your favourite food, would you still eat it?
Yes.
Oh, that's cute.
One more.
Would you tell me if you thought my sister was hotter than me or lie to keep me happy?
Lie to keep you happy.
Yeah, good answer.
Is that good?
Good answer.
I wouldn't know what to say in that one.
Good
done. Well done, Big Blake. He's survived the pressure cooker. As Damien takes another glass of his wine, please move over, Damien. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. You ready to go, Shuey Louie? Picking up as many questions as you can. The 60-second private date rapid fire round. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Would you let me do a poo on the toilet if you were already in the shower?
Absolutely.
Oh, God. What's your favourite body part of mine?
Definitely your teeth.
What are your thoughts on porn?
On porn?
Yeah, you'd be into it, I can tell.
What are your thoughts on porn?
No, that's not the question.
Nah, go on, Shuey Louie, answer the question.
No, it's not on me. Would you pop the pimples on my back if I asked you?
Sorry, repeat the question.
Yeah. Would you pop the pimples on my back if I asked you?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, that's quite gross, but whatever. How hot do you think I am out of 10?
A good 7.
Damien! Holy!
Damien, 7's a good score!
Oh my God!
What
did you assume about me based on my Tinder profile alone?
Sorry?
What did you assume about me based on my Tinder profile?
You're natural.
Oh, thanks, Hon.
Yeah, you are natural. You are all natural 7! Okay, well done, guys. Well done. I mean, it takes balls. It takes nice lads to come in here after finding out they've been catfished all week by a guy with a beard and long hair. They obviously care very much about you, Shuey Louie.
Thanks,
great
guys.
Sports. There are no losers tonight at all. The time has come, though, where only one of these men can score themselves a second date. Will it be Big Blake, 25 years old, loving dad jokes, shareholder in A2 Milk? Or will it be Damien, the Frenchman, never listens to radio, cooks a mean risotto, and you were joking about tasting each other's truffle oil all week?
Look, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to get rid of Damien. It's the story about the mother. You shouldn't have told me that, Damien. You're a bad dog.
Oh, no.
It's okay, I take it.
Okay.
It was good fun.
Yes.
You had a nice glass of shard, you know.
If you had said a 7.5, Damien, you would add it.
Also
in the
that, down in my books.
I mean, Shuey Louie, do we have a deal? Have we
that
got
means
Big
we're
Blake?
We're on, Blake.
With the second date.
Big Blake!
Big Blake!
Go, Big Blake!
Get on the microphone, Big Blake! What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah, no, I've scored myself a solid 8.5 tonight, and I'd like to get to know the girl a little more. Oh, well done, guys. Well done, I mean.
Hey, good game.
Guys,
make it weird.
Guys. Tinder takeover, Shuey Louie, did the big dog deliver?
You delivered.
Very easy for you to get dated.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It is the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country on 131060, Instagram as well, at Danny Lakey Late Show. That is where we're going live right now, apparently. Ransacked, maybe, attacked. physically, spiritually, emotionally by the team. All of this has come about. You may have remembered last week we were discussing how often you wash your bed sheets. There were some alarming stats apparently coming out that people only wash their sheets once every 25, 35 days on average. I thought, God, I'm well above that. I'm definitely pushing that stat up through the roof. We have my bed sheets live in studio at the moment. And what can only be described as a CSI Miami-style blue light, Producer Jack, that you've ordered off the internet?
Yep, came specially.
My bed sheets.
I can't.
Why are we turning all the lights off, guys?
You have to have all the lights off to see all the bodily fluids on your sheets.
You know what? I'm defending bed sheeters everywhere. People who only wash their sheets a couple of times a year. This is out of control now.
Last week on the Danny Lakey Late Show.
I reckon I'm washing my sheets twice a year, mass.
It's merely once you can see too many stains. No one has ever came home to my bed and said, oh, God, your sheets stink. Never, ever, ever. Now it's time to put Danny's sheets in the spotlight.
No, I don't know about this. I don't know about this at all.
I can already see some little stains.
We can smell them, definitely.
The studio stinks. I can smell it, Danny.
Seriously, I know this is all radio and theatre, but my sexual reputation is on the line here. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Producer Jack, you have the blue light.
I have the blue light.
Begin inspecting the sheets. You can check it out on the Instagram at Danny Lakey Late Show. Don't be lying, Producer Jack. Call it how you see it. Oh, God, the blue light's on.
I just clicked it on and already saw it. Look at that. Guys, that is nasty. No. That is like a round patch. It's almost a little bit brown.
No, I remember that. That was when I brushed my teeth in my bed one time. That's just toothpaste
Middle there. Oh, my God, it's massive.
You go down to the bottom left corner and there's like a, my God, look at that.
No. Oh, don't touch it, Jack.
That's
a full thing.
No, I remember, guys, I can explain that one because I had a bubble bath a couple of months ago and I remember there was a bit of bubbles on my back and I didn't towel it off.
Sorry,
that would have been just excess bubbles
these
there.
These can't go back on your bed, let alone your room. These need to be thrown.
Oh, look at that one. It looks like a brain.
Okay, that does look like a mushroom cloud in the top right-hand corner. I can explain that one. I spilled some water last night. That clearly hasn't dried up just yet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's where I put my head, guys. Because that's probably just... Okay, we're all susceptible to a little bit of dribble from time.
What's that? That's red. That is red down there.
This is not what it looks like. Oh, I remember I had a sausage and tomato ketchup. Tomato ketchup sausage roll for dinner one night.
Bottom corner's your favourite.
Guys, it's...
Oh, my God. That is.
He does have a feet fetish, that
is where women's feet go. I can explain that one. That's just a little bit of Listerine there at the end. I remember I washed my mouth out one time.
These sheets need to be burned.
Guys.
If you put these back on your bed, I will personally come to your house, rip them off, throw them out and buy you a new pair.
We're not burning the sheets, guys. The fact that someone needs to come in with a medical grade blue torch just to check out these sheets. Like I said, no one's ever accused me of stinky sheets before. Yes, this is what 6-month bed sheets look like without being washed. I mean, how many samples have we found there?
Oh,
a solid 8.
I eat a lot of yogurt. What could I say? Ramsacked, attacked. You can check it out on the Danny Lakey Late Show for yourself. I mean, these guys have added a little bit of mayo.
Not enough mayo.
To be fair, I add a little bit of mayo on the sheets as well. I'll admit that.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
He's been writing opinion pieces, articles, and recaps for over 10 years. And now, she's written a book about some of the most badass cults. Please welcome Joe Thornley.
Yeah, get around it. Get around it. Hello, Joe Thornley. Good evening. You and this book, Zealot, looks at the bizarre details behind 10 of the most well-known cults, investigates them all from the tragic Jonestown Kool-Aid drinkers to the disturbing Children of God. Rose McGowan and Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah.
Were in that cult?
Their parents were.
Jesus.
Yeah. It was a sexy one, but in a bad way.
Yeah, wow. Well, talk to me about the Aum Shinrikyo. This one particularly grabbed my fancy because he kept a pube museum.
He was found because they did a whole lot of bad stuff. So in 1995, they did a gas attack in the subway in Tokyo. And when they found Shoko Asahara, the main guy, he had a little personal pube museum. Everyone he'd ever had sex with, he went yoink and plucked a pube and kept it in a separate labelled glass vial. and displayed it in his bedroom.
Yeah, right. What would he do if the woman was clean shaven?
Look, I didn't ask questions. Let's get him on the phone.
Oi, home! What was the deal with the bald eagles, huh?
How many were there?
I think there were about 60. So, I mean, you know, for a cult leader, that's kind of underachieving. But at the same time, 60 individual labelled pubes, that's also a lot. I mean, as far as pube museums go.
Yeah, I've always thought that I'd make a great cult leader. Is there sort of like these...
You've got the look.
Yeah, these overbearing sort of characteristics where you can just manage to recruit a whole heap of people and get them to do what you say. Like, did you notice studying all these cult leaders that they've all got something in common?
The thing they have in common is narcissistic personality disorder. So,
interesting.
You know, yeah. Makes sense. But some of them are quite softly spoken and just a little bit freaky looking. Others are, you know, your Ted Bundy style of charming. But they all want either money, power or sex or a nifty combination of all three.
Wow. And who are these people that are falling for it? People with money, people with little amounts of power or just extremely horny men and women?
Yeah. Column A, column B. Often they're quite normal and they're just looking for something else, a bit more or a bit less, or they're scared the world's going to end, or they just want to see an alien's boobs, because there is a cult for that.
Yeah, well, I've Googled it before. It's very hard to find, surely. Is the cult still alive and kicking today, or is this something that just all happened in the 60s or something?
Definitely still today.
In Australia?
Yeah. There's one group that was recently called a cult in the court, so we can call it a cult, and it's Universal Medicine, and... the leader thinks he's a reincarnated version of Leonardo da Vinci.
Is it illegal?
Being a cult isn't illegal. So you have to, it's like the old mafia guys. You have to wait for them to do something illegal.
Yeah, like are most of them breaking the law?
No, because technically everyone's willingly in a cult, but it's just because they're either terrified of leaving or the people at Jonestown thought that the FBI and CIA were waiting in the forest waiting to mow them down with machine guns. They weren't, but that's why they didn't leave.
Will cops come and check it out? Like, if they believe there's a cult? Like, are the cops allowed to break in and be like, right, what's the go?
There was one in Australia and there were a lot of kids in the cult. Mm. So they took the kids away, but they couldn't actually get them for anything, so they gave the kids back.
God.
Yeah.
Fascinating. I mean, you said off the air before that you reckon one of us is... probably privy to joining a cult, or someone who could be easily manipulated.
I've got a suspicion.
Is this media hoopla, Joe Thornley? Because I think we're three pretty good, upstanding citizens with
really
good heads on our shoulders.
I hope it's not me.
Can we find out next? Apparently, there's a quiz or something or a test.
You
know more than
anyone. It's 10
quick
questions, and then I'll know for sure.
Oh goodness gracious, she's already got her suspicions. We will find out. And myself, producer Jack, and Shuey Louie, who is most capable of accidentally stepping into a cult for the rest of our lives, we'll do it next. The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Around the country on 131060, still with Joe Thornley. She's got a book out, Zealot, a book about cults. It's available now, chatting before the fascinating cults that have been and are still existing in Australia today. Jesus Christ. You claim, Joe Thornley, that you can spot someone who's capable of falling victim to a cult from a mile away, and you've got a test to confirm that. So it's time to play everyone's favourite game. Who will be in a cult?
It's really scientific.
Okay, all right, we'll shoot it. I mean, I've got my suspicion. I reckon it's Producer Jack. I reckon your suspicion's already a Producer Jack, and Producer Jack's going to be the one.
I think it's you.
It's not going to be me, Shuey Louie. I'm an independent man. I could become a cult leader and get Jack in my cult within a year. You give me a year, Jack's under my rule, 100%. I guarantee it. I'll put the house on it.
You're the ringleader.
That's not true. I'm not joining a cult.
Yeah, see, look at that. Look at how little conviction. Yeah. I'm joining a cult. Is that okay to say?
Well, I'm not joining your cult.
You would. I know your weak spots. All right, Joe Thornley, what are these questions?
All right. Do you get sick of having to decide what to eat for dinner every night?
Yes.
No.
Oh, my God, all the time. It's like number one struggle.
You never get sick of it because you eat the same thing every night.
I know, exactly. I couldn't.
Join a cult, eat rice and beans every night. All right. Are you tired of the dating scene? This seems timely.
Yes.
Yes.
No, happy being single.
Oh, Jake, we're off to a cult.
Well, who?
Get in a cult.
Okay,
and
so we're recording our yes and no's, by the way, are we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So whoever has the most yeses.
Oh.
You guys are all steeped in a cult already.
Oh, no. Because in a cult, they'll just pick someone for you or say you can't have sex at all. All right. Do you find it difficult to always stick to a budget?
Jesus.
No. Mine would be no.
No, I've got
savings. Oh, guys, don't make me feel bad here.
Oh, God, here we
I'm
go.
Off to the cult.
The cults will just take all your money from you, so there's no problem.
Okay.
Do you have a big pile of books that you keep meaning to read but never get around to?
No, I love reading.
No, hate that's reading. A yes for me, actually. That is a yes for me.
I love reading.
There's no books allowed. Sometimes no calendars allowed in cults. Mm. Right. Do you dread doing your tax return every year? That's a trick question. No one likes that.
No, I love it.
I've never
seriously.
Done it.
Seriously.
Oh, you're like a cult it. Leader.
You look into every nook and cranny and you're like, yeah, every nook and cranny, I'm going to get paid a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, no income, no tax. And they always pretend to be religion, so they're tax exempt. All right. Do you respond well to really clear guidelines?
No, I hate guidelines.
Yeah, none of us like
good,
guidelines.
You're safe.
Not like rules.
It's like Heaven's Gate cult. It was like they went to bed at 9:56 every night and had 6 minute showers.
I'd be doing 10:04, guys.
Yeah.
Pushing the boundaries.
All right. Do you feel like your friends and family just don't understand you?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Good, because they'll turn you. Cults turn you against your family, and they're usually not allowed past the gate. So perfect. Do you like being in on secrets that most people don't know?
Yes.
Love the gold.
Love a secret.
Oh, God, we're all going to end up in this cult.
Yeah. You get like the secret to life and surviving an apocalypse and the secret to like sex with aliens. Okay, second last one.
Sign me up.
Do you sometimes feel like the world is spiraling out of control?
No. 100% no.
Yes.
We've been reading too many Facebook comments, producer Jack.
The world is crazy.
The world is better than it's ever been before. We just got more access to all the shit.
Well, it's great because cults will tell you exactly the date that the world will end. And they've been wrong 100% of the time. So far. And finally, do you suspect that television, the internet, and the media aren't always telling you the truth?
100%. Yes. Well, that's true.
Well, yeah. They're lying to you, and you're not allowed to listen to or watch any of that in a cult. How many yeses did you get?
I got 6.
5.
Yeah, 5? You had more than 5.
No, I'd never done my tax return, so that was a no.
Yeah, no, I got 5. Producer Jack, you got 6. What does that mean? Producer Jack's in the cult?
Bye, Jack.
Yeah.
Get out of here, boy. Yeah. Lick my toes, big boy. Is that who you thought, Joe Thornley?
Oh, whatever. Well, if people like me are in a cult, maybe I will go join it.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, I reckon. Oh, we better watch ourselves. Hey, Joe Thornley, very interesting. Of course, your book, Joe Thornley's Zealot, a book about cults. It's available now. Can't wait to read the second half of that book when I get round to it. Optimal cult behaviour.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Now, this for a sneaky story. Reporter files police complaint after comedian licks him on live TV. Yeah, licks him. And we're all sly. For a little licky temptation for time to time. I don't mind licking anything. Oh, yeah. Anything where they'll let me put my mouth, I'll lick.
I'll lick an ice cream.
You love an ice cream.
I love an ice cream. I wouldn't lick a human.
Oh, mate. Get that curious tongue out of your mouth and onto some human flesh.
Where are you licking?
Any consensual human that will allow me a sneaky lick, I'll be getting around it. The tongue has a million nerve endings, shooey-looey. It's the body part with the second most nerve endings ever on the human body.
What's the first?
You don't want to know.
It's gone over
downstairs.
Got it.
This curious comedian has really put his tongue in it, trying to lick a news reporter live on TV. Have a listen to, I mean, this is just the reporter. You can't hear too much of the licking. I might provide some licky sound effects. In replacement of the man that you can't hear licking. But trust me, he's licking.
But things are getting a little awkward out here, so I'm going to pass it back to you, Dwight.
Yeah, that's a little strange and really unnecessary. Just move away from that gentleman. Somebody needs to have a talk.
There we go.
Yeah, he was licking his ear.
I've seen the video. It's horrific. It's terrifying almost.
Yeah, you know the live TV news reporters, and they'll be doing a piece to camera, and then someone will go in the background and jump around and be a bit of a goose or whatever, get their 5 seconds
something.
Of fame. This guy's got right in his personal space, and he's just licking his ear for like 14 seconds.
But isn't he famous?
He's a comedian. He's not one of the big comedians, but he's a comedian who does a bit of stand-up comedy from time to time. He's copped backlash online. He's had to come out and be like, I'm so sorry, guys. I completely misjudged the licking scenario. This news reporter. Ear. He didn't want to be licked. I completely apologise. He's almost, he said here that he may seek help for mental health issues.
From the licking incident.
Yeah, curious tongue. Only go where the tongue's invited. That is my advice, and it has prompted tonight's quiz.
This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yeah, it's the world's hardest lick quiz tonight on 13 10 60. Every single answer has the word or sound. Lick. in there somewhere. Of course, if you know the answer, give us a bell. The winner of tonight's Lick quiz will score themselves a Love Honey Rabbit Vibrator. Shop the sale now at lovehoney.com.au. Question number one. A character in the classic Nickelodeon cartoon Rugrats.
I know this.
Do you really?
I won't say it, but I know it.
Just hold fire there, Shuey Louie. Give us a call on 13 10 60. Answer your own call and put yourself through for the quiz, Shuey. If you know the answer, give us a bell right now. We will do the world's hardest lick quiz next. A character in the classic Nickelodeon cartoon Rugrats.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show, and that is the end of the show and the end of the week for Friday. Finishing it off with R&B Friday tunes as well. Nothing better than that. Before we go, of course, final thought by myself. Producer Jack's been scouring Facebook for some of the most hilarious comments by middle-aged to baby boomer category social media users. And Shuey Louie figuring out the moment of the night. Before we go, and I think this is more of a mind blower tonight rather than just a final thought. Due to the speed of light, your image in a mirror is not perfectly timed with your present reality. It is you 0.00000009 seconds in the past.
What?
Yeah, impossible. What I'm looking at of you now, Shuey Louie, that was in the past, and you will never see a present version of me due to the speed of light.
I wonder how quickly that moves.
Very, too quick for us to break down. But if you ever think you look ugly in the mirror, that was the old you girlfriend.
Yes, queen.
Producer Jack been scaring the internet.
I have. So, I don't know, have you seen this viral vegan ham that's been going around the last... Mm-hmm.
Nah.
A couple of days?
Nope.
Well, it's this vegan ham that is pretty much watermelon. Just watermelon, and they found a way to roast it, and it's like the vegan's option for a traditional ham.
Great. Well so, done. Sliced ham?
No, just a...
Like a
just
big hock of ham.
It's a big, like, Christmas ham.
Wow.
They roast it. It looks like... It literally looks like a big, giant cooked ham.
Great.
But it's watermelon.
Okay. People don't like vegans.
Yeah.
People don't like it when vegans are trying to get into the meeting.
Watermelon roast. Like, yeah. Come on.
Yeah. I do kind of want to try it, but what are the comments saying?
Well, the Today Show did a big thing on that, and they're like, would you try this? And then... And they kind of left out what the main ingredient was. Just like, it's a vegan ham.
Right.
And then some guy's like... I'm not going to guess, and I do not care. I will still have my roast chicken or turkey. They can have whatever they wish. It's called choices and right of choice. No one will tell me what I can or cannot eat. Like, over a vegan ham.
Take a break for a week on the Facebook, buddy. Whoever wrote that.
And then
take a week off.
Yeah. And then another lady, Michelle, she wrote, why do vegans have to turn everything into a debate and a competition? We get it. You think you are the definition of purity, but smoking a watermelon just confirms that this nonsense has gone too far. Smoking a watermelon.
Oh, yes. I love
definition
it.
Definition of purity.
Oh, Shuey Louie.
The moment of the night has got to be when Jack and I were standing far too close to your stained sheets with a blue light.
Oh, they were disgusting.
All right. I mean, there were a couple of suspicious little patches on there.
Oh, look at that Whoa. One. It looks like a brain.
Okay, that does look like a mushroom cloud in the top right-hand corner. Yeah, righto.
Terrible.
Righto, guys.
Need to burn them.
Hey, that's the end of the week. On Monday, we're giving away Conrad Sewell tickets all week. Your chance to catch him in those cap cities. Just got to register at hit.com.au. Get in early. That bird catches the worm. We might be giving you a call on Monday. Have a good weekend.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.